I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, like your average put the lotion in the basket listener, I don't think is going to Trader Joe's for their skincare.
No, definitely you know? Not.
Hello and welcome back to Put the Lotion in the Basket. I'm Patrick.
I'm Anna.
It's a rainy afternoon.
Another rainy weekend day in Los Angeles. I'm so sick of people being like, but we need the rain. I know it's true, but I'm really tired of the rain.
I don't think we do need it anymore. No. I think we've got enough.
I agree.
Like, I mean, when it's been really bad in the past, I've got those text messages saying flash flood warnings. Yes. That's too much water.
That's way too much.
I don't want to hear about any droughts.
Agreed. But as usual, your home is a lovely little sanctuary, very cozy. You've got a candle going, as usual. Thank you.
Yeah, a candle going. And in a way, like, the bad weather does give me more incentive to spend a bit more time on my face.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm probably not going to go out today. It's raining. So why didn't I just put lots of products into my skin?
What else is there to do?
Yeah. So, you know, so that's what I've been doing really today. What about you? What have you been getting up to with your face?
Well, I have a major topic of discussion today. I have absolutely groundbreaking product information to share today. Essentially, a miracle product is what I want to talk about today.
Okay, those are big words.
Yes.
I'm open to talking about this.
Okay, I brought a little show and tell here. So I'm going to talk about this product that I'm holding in my hand, which is Trader Joe's Spa Face Wash with Tea Tree Oil. Have you ever used this?
No. I have never used a Trader Joe's product on my face. I have used their shower gel, that's like a hair and shower gel thing. You know, I've got to be honest with you, I wouldn't put a Trader Joe's product on my face. So I'm a little surprised, but I'm very intrigued that we're going to be talking about this today.
Oh, we are. And I'm going to take you on a journey. And by the end of this journey, I am going to convince you that this bottle in my hand right here is the answer to all your skincare problems.
Okay. Whoa there.
Yeah.
Big claims today.
Big claims. All right. Let me start with a little bit of context. So, you know, Trader Joe's has a section where they have cosmetic products, but it's not huge.
No.
But, and I guess this is maybe this is true of some of their food products too. So sometimes you can identify certain products at Trader Joe's as actually belonging to a different brand. Mm. This does sometimes come up with their food. Like, they used to sell this eggless egg salad that I remember that was made of tofu or something. And it was an absolutely identical product to a Wildwood brand of eggless egg salad filling or whatever that you could find at Whole Foods or wherever. But it was cheaper at Trader Joe's.
So they're doing dupe food.
It's not that they do dupe. So I don't think. So my understanding from a friend of mine who once worked at Trader Joe's and now does a lot of business stuff, so therefore I assume that she's correct about this. So she says that what it is that a lot of brands will strike deals with Trader Joe's where they'll essentially allow Trader Joe's to offer like a generic version of their product. So they'll just relabel it as Trader Joe's brand blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a way for brands to build up sales, get customers, and then oftentimes they'll phase out of doing that once they feel that it's not necessary anymore. So you'll notice, you know, that this is one of the reasons that sometimes Trader Joe's will have a product for a few years that's absolutely identical to something else on the market, but cheaper. And you think, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then it just disappears after a few years. Uh-huh. So according to this friend of mine, that's why, which makes sense. So this face wash that I'm holding here is actually made by a brand called Desert Essence. And I did go on Reddit to confirm that this is an identical product. And somebody on Reddit who claims they worked at Trader Joe's said, oh yeah, you know, when I was there, shipments of this face wash would come in a Desert Essence box and it would be relabeled as Trader Joe's face wash. So mm-hmm. I am led to believe that Desert Essence has one of these deals with Trader Joe's, and the ingredients are identical and all of that. The original brand is called Desert Essence Thoroughly Clean Face Wash, and they have a few different versions of it. And it's not that expensive. I mean, I think it's like $10, and you can find it at other grocery outlets that are kind of on the healthy, you know, crunchy granola side, like Whole Foods or Sprouts or probably Erewhon sells it. Anyway, the Trader Joe's version, though, is $6, so it is cheaper to buy this 8.5 fluid ounce bottle. Okay, so that's my introduction. So that what we're really talking about is Desert Essence.
And I've just gone on their website now, and I'm just looking at it. Looks fine. Oh, yeah, it's even in the same bottle. It's got the same, like, screw top.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it is.
It is the same product.
Yeah, and it's $11.19. The tea tree, thoroughly clean tea tree oil face wash on their website.
So it's half price at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Wow, thank you, Trader Joe.
Yeah, truly. Now, I am not new to Desert Essence face wash. I actually swore by this face wash for many years. Either, you know, sometimes I'd buy the properly branded Desert Essence version, sometimes the Trader Joe's version. But for years, I swore by it because I found everybody's skin is different, right? So it might not agree with everyone's skin, but for me, I always found that it took off every bit of makeup, sunscreen, even water-resistant products. Mm-hmm. It left my skin kind of with that squeaky clean feeling.
Mm, which I love.
I love it too. And yet, somehow, not tight and irritated and dry.
Right.
Like, I could see how this could be drying for some people's skin, and it's like almost drying, but it stops just short of being dry. It just leaves your skin smooth and thoroughly cleansed. It lives up to the label, thoroughly clean. Anyway, now remember last week I said that my skin had been irritated lately, and that coincided with me kind of switching up my routines and trying some new things, and I wasn't sure what it was that was causing the irritation, but I was noticing that my pores looked a little bit larger. I felt like I was a little blotchy maybe. I noticed some blackheads, like small blackheads around, you know, my nose and stuff like that. It was really bumming me out for weeks. And I reverted to, so I went back to all my old products. I was like, okay, I just have to go back to what I know works. The only thing I didn't go back to, though, was this old face wash that I used to use. I had switched to actually a CeraVe face wash that I was liking. That was like their oil to foam cleanser that was supposed to be, you know, very hydrating and da da da. Anyway, but what I was finding was, like, for all this time that I was using this more gentle cleanser, it felt nice on my face, but then, like, at the end, I wouldn't feel like everything wouldn't be off my face. So then I'd have to follow it with a toner to get all like the sunscreen, whatever, off. And I just felt like I was washing my face three or four times at the end of the day, you know? But I never tied that to the irritation. Anyway, finally, last week, I went to Trader Joe's. I got a bottle of this good old Desert Essence / Trader Joe's spa face wash for $6 and thought, you know, I'm going to give this stuff a try again. I sit here, not even a week later, everything that was bothering me about my skin has cleared up. My pores are looking small and clean. I don't see any blackheads anymore. I don't see any blotchiness.
No, I don't. I'm looking at you now, and I mean, your skin does look great. It looks better than it did last week.
It's crazy. I mean, if I had never taken a break from this stuff, I don't think I would have ever realized how completely transformative it is. But in just a few days, this face wash cleared up every skin concern that I had. And you just wash once with it. It takes everything off. Sometimes I'll use a little hydrating toner after, but you don't need an extra step to really get everything off. It's just a one and done. I mean, it's shocking to me because honestly, when you look at this stuff and you look at the Desert Essence brand, I mean, it looks like, you know, one step away from Dr. Bronner. Let's be honest.
I was just going to say the same thing. I'm getting Bronner vibes from their website.
And then the ingredients are Castile soap.
Oh, well, that is Dr. Bronner.
Which is Dr. Bronner, but it also has coconut oil, other oils, glycerin, which we know from our chemist is a really good moisturizer.
Yes.
It has tea tree oil. It has, I don't know, and then a bunch of like botanical, natural sounding oils in it. I'm telling you, it fixed everything that was bothering me about my skin.
Is it like a liquid. I mean, obviously it's liquid, but it looks quite, it looks like a fine liquid, not a very thick liquid.
It's not very thick. It comes out, it's thicker than water, but it's not like a gel. It comes out pretty thin, but then it foams up really nice. So you pump a little out in your hands, you emulsify it in your hands, and it goes into a really nice lather, and then just massage it on your face.
Wow.
And the most amazing thing about it is, now the label says here, here's their little marketing pitch on the side of the bottle. Tea tree oil, awapui, whatever that is, orange peel and lavender, make this face wash strong yet gentle, refreshing without being astringent, as rejuvenating for your skin as a day at the spa. It soothingly cleans all skin types and leaves your skin feeling smooth and silky. That is all true. Usually this copy on bottles of cosmetics is bullshit, but this is all true. I can't explain it. You use it and like, and your skin is just smooth afterwards. It's just smooth in a way that feels like, oh, I just got a facial or something. Like you don't feel any of that kind of like tacky residue from, you know, when you don't get a thorough cleaning. And it's $6. I use this as a soap too. I just use it on my body.
Wow. So you use it like in the shower?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got to say I am intrigued.
Right? And so then the second twist in this journey is I became curious about Desert Essence because I thought, what is this brand that makes this miracle face wash? You know, it just seems like a pretty low-key brand. I mean, you find it at health food stores. It's not crazy expensive. Like there's some low-key like Reddits about it, but nothing, you know, people kind of have mixed opinions about it, I think. So granted, it probably doesn't work as well for everybody as it does for me, but anyway, so I started researching it and I feel like there's more research to be done on Desert Essence. Like we should try to connect with someone at the company. But what I did learn was rather intriguing. So this brand, they make other things besides face wash, like lip balms and I don't know, various creams and things like that. They're kind of like hippy dippy, crunchy granola, you know, like we said, cousin to Dr. Bronner type cosmetics brand that normally I wouldn't have high hopes about. But they've been around a really long time. Apparently this company was started in 1978.
Wow.
Yes. By, according to an article I'm looking at now, it was founded by a Jewish guy from New York named Steven Silberfein, who later took the Hindu name Sridhar Silberfein.
Okay.
And founded an Indian devotional music festival called Bhakti Fest that happens, I guess, in Joshua Tree or has in the past happened in Joshua Tree a couple times a year. He's like one of these kind of, you know, Western people that's like, become a self-styled, I don't know, Eastern yoga Californian person. And I don't know, he founded this cosmetics brand in the late 70s. He sounds like a kind of interesting character.
What does his skin look like?
You know, that's a good question. I haven't found a lot of photos of him. Let's see here. Oh, they make toothpaste too. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. No, I don't want hippie toothpaste.
It's organic toothpaste.
That's where I draw the line. Disgusting. Yeah. They make a fluoride-free toothpaste.
Oh, then forget it. I just may as well use a washcloth on my teeth then.
Exactly. So they're owned by Country Life Vitamins. Which acquired the Desert Essence brand at some point. I don't know. There's a new story here. So I don't know. It was bought by some other weirdo hippie brand that sells vitamins that was also founded in the 1970s. Like, all of this just made me more curious about this. Like, okay, it was started by this self-styled hippie yoga guru guy that's, like, into the desert. And I guess that's part of the sales pitch of this cleanser is that it uses oils and plants and things that are desert plants, and that's why it's called Desert Essence. Also, you know, he's one of those Joshua Tree types of people. All of this is not stuff that would ever sell me on a product, but I'm telling you, with this, the proof is in the pudding. This stuff is, it's a miracle. I mean, I've seen more of a difference from this face wash than any like cream or retinol or anything that I've just let sit on my face all day long.
Well, I must say, I mean, I haven't seen you talk. I mean, you'd think this was by Dr. Dennis Gross, the way you're the way you're talking so emphatically about it. So, I mean, I'm going to have to go to Trader Joe's and buy some now, I guess.
You've got
to
try it. You've got to try it.
I will try it. I mean, when you were describing that kind of squeaky clean but not dry feel, the first thing I thought was Origins Checks and Balances Foaming Face Wash, which is, well, I was going to say it's my favourite. It's actually not. My favourite face wash of all time is La Mer.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried it?
No, but I know your love for it runs deep. And
no, it really does.
It is luxurious.
Well, actually, here's the thing. I don't really rate La Mer moisturisers. They didn't really do anything to my face. But there's something about the cleanser that just gives me life. It's foaming, it smells amazing, it feels expensive, but it's that squeak. It's that really great squeak. So anyway,
yes,
I'm talking about La Mer and I've got a Trader Joe's face wash in my hand. So, you know, I am going to go into this with an open mind and I'll report back next week. And
excellent.
You know, we could both become Trader Joe's converts.
Maybe. I mean,
a face wash is one thing because it's face wash is the one product that spends the least time on your face. So if you're looking, if you're thinking about La Mer, you know, it's $120, I think, for a face wash. I wouldn't buy it right now, but you know, you need to think about that when you're looking at products and the potency of them and the price. So $6 versus $120.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I will let you know.
Yeah, and it's also helpful to know how this Trader Joe's relationship with other brands works, because instead of thinking, okay, you know, these are just Trader Joe's knockoff dupes that aren't as good as the originals, it's good to keep in mind that sometimes, no, actually you can get pretty decent products, but they're just being labeled as Trader Joe's brands, but they are in fact these other products.
Yeah, I just find it, I mean, I'm not a marketing guy, so I don't understand why you would part with your branding and give it to a major company like Trader Joe's, especially in the skincare market, and then take it back again. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, who knows? I think Trader Joe's, you know, does a brisk business and does a lot of sales. And so, and they kind of have a captive audience, you know, because when you're in that store, like even they have a smaller, especially in cosmetics, they just have a smaller selection than even if you go to, say, a Ralph's or something like that. So probably, I would imagine that it must be worth it for these brands, you know, whatever they sell through Trader Joe's is like enough, even if it's at a discount, is enough sales to make it worth their while. But then I guess for some of them at some point it's not anymore, which is why some of them come and go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, like your average put the lotion in the basket listener, I don't think is going to Trader Joe's for their skincare.
No, definitely not. Nor am I, to be clear. But
no,
this
and
product,
I know you're not.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. But with this glowing report that you've been given, I'm definitely going to give it a whiz. Wow. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew the miracle was sitting in a supermarket shelf?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, the one thing though, you cannot get the stuff in your eyes. I think it's the tea tree oil in here. But if this gets in your eyes, you will have very red eyes. It hurts like hell.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm a fan of tea tree. I was around in the 90s when tea tree was a thing. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do
it
remember this.
It was a real thing, and the body shop went wild with tea tree. And smelling it now still takes me back to when I was like 15 and I was buying a cleanser or a toner from the body shop with tea tree in.
Oh, body shop.
Yeah. Okay, so do we have time for another topic?
I think we do.
Okay, so there's somebody I want to talk about.
Yeah, you've done a deep dive of your own this week.
I kind of have. And this guy has been intriguing me for a while. He's a billionaire. He's very peculiar looking, I think you'd agree. And he's devoted his life to aging backwards. So if you don't know who I'm talking about, his name is Brian Johnson. He's allegedly spends $2 million a year on his own age reversal.
So we referred to him last week when we were talking to our CEO of the rapamycin company, which is the anti-aging drug, we referred to this guy, Brian Johnson, and his quest to age backwards. I didn't realize. So I only know like superficial stuff, like, okay, there's this weirdo tech billionaire who has gone berserk with this anti-aging stuff, and he's like and doing all sorts of crazy things. I've read some articles, and then but I didn't know he founded a company like that's a spin-off of this effort. So is he selling his own anti-aging products now?
You can buy you can buy the Blueprint Stack, which is a mainly pills.
Okay.
I think he takes 200 pills a day.
Just say that does not sound healthy, but okay.
Yeah. So for $343 a month, you have basically the 74 of the most powerful clinically tested health ingredients and interventions that you add to your diet, your already, you know, healthy diet. And apparently it's supposed to change your life. Mm-hmm. Now, he isn't the best poster boy for this because he looks like a vampire.
Yes, he looks terrible.
He looks like, you know, a distant relative of Edward Cullen from Twilight.
This is what I always think when I see articles about him. The headline will be something like, Brian Johnson devotes himself to turning the clock backwards, or he's trying to turn himself back into an 18-year-old biologically. And I look at his picture and I think, this man looks awful.
He does look awful. Well, the thing is, he does look weird, and he probably is weird. He's worth $1 billion.
Definitely
and,
weird.
You know, he spends his entire day hooking himself up to machines, obviously, you know, counting every calorie that goes into his body. He even, according to one article I read, straps a sensor to his penis at night so that he can monitor the erections he has when he's asleep.
Wow. So, for what is that, a sign of youth?
Well, I don't know. I guess it probably is.
Like, probably is.
You know, right. I think the older you get, the less activity goes on down there. So, you know, he is a purist, if nothing else. And I think he's kind of well aware of his image and the way people talk about him. And I think he kind of has a bit of a tongue-in-cheek approach to that. One of his products on his Blueprint website is called snake oil.
Oh.
Which is apparently the best olive oil, you know, you can ever get. So, you know, I started off a bit like you when I would see pictures of him. I'd just be like, you look ridiculous.
I always viewed him as a kind of cautionary tale. Like, you know, if my skincare interest obsession goes too far,
what you're going to look like.
Yes, like I don't have the money to do what he's doing, but like the level of craziness.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the more research I did, I kind of grew to like him a little bit, because it's like the guy sold a company for $800 million about 10 years ago.
Wow.
So that's it now. He's set for life.
Yeah, he's done.
His Blueprint brand, that line doesn't need to be successful. He doesn't care, you know, so he's just doing what he really wants to do with his life. And I think good for him. Obviously, what I wanted to know is, what is his skincare regime?
Yes, I would like to know. If this is a man devoting himself to aging backwards and utilizing the most cutting edge technology to do so, yeah, I would like to know his skincare routine.
Yeah. And, you know, his whole thing is devoting, you know, focusing on every single organ in the body and trying to reverse its aging. I think his heart is the heart of a 30-year-old. He's 46. His lungs are the lungs of an 18-year-old, according to, you know, reports.
He must be such a drag to hang out with.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
What
200
a bummer.
Pills a day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine being married to him?
No, nightmare.
Yeah, but for $800 million.
Well, yeah.
I'd be loading his pill containers every morning at 6 a.m.
On the other hand.
I'd make it work. I'd make it work with Brian. So I looked up what his skincare routine was. My hope was that maybe he had a skincare line. He doesn't.
Okay.
Not yet. But I found a YouTube video. It's only 3 months old.
Ooh.
And it basically is Brian Johnson, my anti-aging skincare routine.
Oh, I want to see this.
So I think we should do a watch and pause.
Yes, I agree. Here, and should I come around to the same side of the table? Here. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Ugh, he looks so dreadful. I mean, he just looks gaunt and pale.
Yeah, and unhealthy.
I was in the sun all the time, no sunscreen, and now I'm in my 40s, I'm paying the price. When we started Blueprint, we had the goal to measure every organ in the body, including skin, and slow the speed of aging, and then reverse the aging damage.
Okay, I'm down for this, Brian, even though you look freaking weird. You don't have a lot of... You don't have a lot of wrinkles, I guess, so I'm down.
That's the
I'm
other
down.
Thing. Take the weird aside, take the vampire thing aside for a second. His skin is flawless.
Yeah, he does have very good skin quality. He looks bizarre for reasons that are hard to put your finger on. It's just like the skinniness and the the pallor is off.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like one of those Chinese robots that are supposed to look human.
Yes.
That are really convincing.
Yes,
looking.
There's an uncanny valley thing going on with him.
Yeah, he's I could see him in Westworld as well.
Totally.
Like he does look like a robot.
Yeah, he does.
If you're listening, Brian, I'm not
which
you
I'm
know,
sure he is.
And I'm sure you have heard all of these digs before, and that, you know, you're the one with 800 million in the bank, so you're the one laughing and I'm not. But, you know, so take that with a grain of salt. Like I said, the more I looked into this guy, the more I kind of liked him. So let's continue listening.
Let's see.
And obviously, he is a big adherent to SPF. So that's a big tick in my book.
Okay, good. Tick.
I wake up, I wash my face with CeraVe. It's got some salicylic acid, which is like just enough to keep my face blemish-free. I also microdose Accutane. So I currently take 2 pills a week. Each one's 40 milligrams.
Okay, sorry, I just want to pause there. So Accutane, I'm interested in. I didn't realize you could... I thought it was a topical thing
so
only.
So did I.
So I like the idea of taking it in pill form. I'd love to see some research on what it does to your face, though. According to him, obviously, it does something. But I just thought it was something that you applied topically.
Me too. And CeraVe, I mean...
CeraVe! He'd probably be in Trader Joe's.
He should get into Desert Essence, maybe I'll send him an email.
He can go into a partnership with him. Okay, here we go.
Therapies that have a side effect of acne, for example, rapamycin, which is one of the most promising anti-aging drugs. It's used for people who are doing organ transplants. It suppresses the immune system.
We know about rapamycin.
So I forgot that he said this because I watched this morning. So he is a proponent for rapamycin.
Oh, and he's taking it, but I didn't know that one of the side effects could be acne.
Acne, yeah.
So he takes the Accutane partly to offset that. That's interesting.
Okay, so he uses CeraVe, he uses rapamycin, and he uses Accutane.
Okay.
So this is basically feeding fat cells in my face because I'm trying to rejuvenate the volume of my face. This is supposed to help, but again, we're 2 weeks in, and it could be in the case that in a week or 2 weeks or 4 weeks from now, it's in kind of like the cream graveyard on my counter.
Oh, I saw some Malin and Gertz on his...
His graveyard. Now he has a funny graphic and like scary music popping up for his skincare graveyard. Okay, so he's using this whatever Adipu cream.
Yeah, I just want to look it up real quick.
Yeah, and
just
see
how much it costs.
He's saying the jury's out. So who knows if it's going to work.
Okay, so it's $74, which is not that expensive. Well, I mean, it's not
It is, expensive. But in the world that he's inhabiting and, you know, of high-end skincare, it's not that expensive.
Yeah, and I obviously my first thought is he in bed with this company?
Yeah, although he says he doesn't know if it's working yet. So this is...
Yeah,
it's supposed
true.
To restore volume in your face. That's interesting.
Yeah, but the fat cells. Oh,
there's injections you can get for that, right? Sculptra.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to try that. But if it's in a cream, I mean, I'm open to trying that as well. Okay.
You really need to use devices like lasers and other things, IPL.
Correct.
Okay. So he's saying, wow, that's interesting. Generally, creams don't really move the needle.
They don't.
Well, that makes sense.
Speaking of needles, he should have mentioned Botox.
Right.
Which he didn't.
But lasers. IPL, which is the... It's like an intense light therapy thing that you... It's kind of like a laser, but you zap whatever your face or wherever, whatever area, and it's the one that makes your freckles go really, really dark and then fall off, basically.
Yeah. It stands for intense
pulsating
light. Yes. I've had it done before in my 20s when I didn't need it. And it was good. He gets that creams are not enough.
I have to say,
you want to be, if you want to look young.
Watching this, I do like him better than I've liked him just from reading articles about him, because he comes off geeky in this, like not bro-y.
Such a geek. Yeah, he's not a bro.
He's not a bro, which surprises me. I can't
stand a health bro.
Me neither. I cannot stand a health bro.
I think we need to do another episode about health bros.
Oh, totally. Like the ones that are like, I'm doing my keto protocol, or whatever.
I can't. We'll talk about them another week.
Give me a chubby guy over that any day.
Oh my God, for sure. So he's a bit of a geek. He's a lot of a geek.
Yeah.
Which endears me to him.
It does endear me to him too, actually.
You know? Okay, so let's keep going.
And then I put sunscreen on, Elta MD. I wear sunscreen because the sun causes damage. It ages the skin and causing aging damage.
Okay, so he uses Elta MD, which I've seen.
Oh, yeah. It's a good brand.
It's a good brand.
And he uses the mineral version.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see
that. Which is the one with zinc oxide or whatever it is, you know, or zinc and titanium dioxide. Interesting that he doesn't use one of the superior European or Asian sunscreens, because we know they have superior filters, which we're going to get into in a future episode, because I have some stuff in the can on that, some reporting. But anyway, so that's surprising to me. I thought he would use, like, you know, some French or Korean sunscreen.
Yeah, I thought Korean, for sure.
Okay.
But Elta MD, I think, is a very American brand.
Yeah.
But definitely higher end.
Higher end and well-known, yeah.
Might explain the shiny sheen to his face, given that it is mineral and the zinc oxide, it does kind of act like a reflector,
it does,
it?
Yeah. Is what I have on my face right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yours looks good, but it's what makes me think twice about using mineral sunscreen.
Totally.
Because I don't want that kind of tin woodsman look.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, he does go into the weeds a little bit here, and I think, you know, I don't think we want to but he goes on to talk about intense pulse light, blue and red light therapy, which, you know, most of us have heard of. Another section on red light therapy. And then again, he finishes on UV protection.
And so what does he say are like our takeaways for the normal person that doesn't have a room full of radio frequency devices.
Exactly. And I don't think he is actually, I don't think this is I think this is just a show and tell for what he does.
Interesting.
You know, because your average person isn't going to be able to do this. I do like the end.
Oh yeah.
Where he talks about UV protection. We'll just go there.
We have a tint on here that knocks out like 99.9% of UV.
Yeah. So his garden windows, are tinted, of course.
Of course. And his windows are tinted to block out UV rays. Genius. I mean, I'm down with that.
Yeah. Because UV rays do make it into homes and buildings. Just FYI.
I get a lot of comments about my pale skin. I'm a vampire. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay. But really, sun causes damage.
He uses like a reflective umbrella when he just walks to get a cup of coffee.
You know,
I love this.
I take my hat off to him.
Me too. And you know, I appreciate he was just addressing what we were knocking him for, essentially, which was like, I know I look weird and I'm super pale, which nothing against that as a super pale person, but he's like, my goal isn't to look super hot. It's to turn myself into a walking science experiment and try to age backwards.
Yeah. And it's not to, he just doesn't want to adhere to what conventional ideas of beauty are, or at least Western ideas of beauty are, which at the moment is having a tan.
Well, good for
which
him.
We know is bad for your skin.
Okay. So after all that, I respect this. His major takeaway is stay out of the sun during the most intense hours as much as possible.
Yeah, newsflash.
And wear sunscreen and protect yourself when you do go out. Try to prevent damage and eat healthy.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that too. I'm interested in this guy.
Yeah, me too. Actually, you know what? This video has turned me around on him a bit, because I absolutely imagined him as an insufferable health bro, but that's not at all the vibe I'm getting. I'm getting geek, weirdo.
Bookish. Yeah.
I mean, still probably a drag to hang out with, but maybe kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to just follow him around for a day just to kind of, you know, to see what he does and how he gets through 200 pills a day and what he actually eats, you know.
I think it's a lot of vegetables.
God. Yeah, I mean, that would just, you know, be soul destroying for me. But so that's Brian Johnson, everybody.
Interesting
guy. Let's see how his face changes as time passes. He's 46 now. I'd say he kind of looks 40.
Yeah, I mean, he does not look in decades younger than he is, but I think it's partly because he's so thin. I still think that he actually looked better before he did all this stuff.
Oh my God,
if you find old pictures of him when he was just a regular tech CEO and he wasn't doing this crazy experiment.
He's actually quite hot.
Yeah, he was. He totally was. Look at him.
He's a good looking guy.
Totally.
You know? And, you know, his face was a little bit wider because he was probably eating food. And I don't know, his hair, you know, is a little bit thinning, but just, I mean, I would definitely swipe right. Is that when you like someone?
Beats me.
I don't know. But yeah, I would definitely date this guy.
Totally. He's totally attractive. Looks like a regular guy. And now
he looks healthy there.
Like, I know, right? He looks healthier in the befores than after doing this whole crazy protocol. I do have an issue with the word protocol because I don't know. I do associate it with like health bros, but whatever. Yeah. I'll forgive him that. I guess it's just part of the lexicon now. It's okay.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. So there we go. So that's Brian Johnson. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on him.
Well, I'm
sure
think
he's
you
delighted
should.
To hear that.
I think you should. And you know what? Even though we were going to ditch our old tagline of always wear SPF, I feel like in this case, we should go with it because that's what's been validated from this whole Brian Johnson journey is at the end of the day. Sunscreen.
Okay, sunscreen. But and I'm this this tagline is pending, but maybe we will say next week and buy your face wash at Trader Joe's.
Yeah,
because that would be your tagline apparently.
100% Desert Essence / Trader Joe's spa face wash and SPF.
Wow, never thought I'd hear it, but I did. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
See you next time. Bye.